Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, you all know that I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, right?
Well, a lot of a hypochondriac, I would say.
And when someone says, I've had swine flu in the same room as me, I think that I'm going to get it.
Okay.
Do you know what, though? 2 days after meeting Ron Weasley, Rupert Grint, off of Harry Potter.
You got his name right,
Rupert Grinch, who has had swine flu, but he told me he was clear of it. Mm-hmm. I still feel absolutely fine.
Not even a snuffle.
Well, however, last night, I thought I was developing a fever.
Why did,
I did alert my flatmate to this and said that I might have the swine, but actually today I'm fine again. I think we just put the heating on by mistake.
Right.
Because we turned it off, and then I've got one of those things where you can just have it on the water, or have it on the water and the heating. On a boiler.
Right.
Yeah. And I think, basically, he had accidentally flicked the switch and the house was getting a bit hot.
Oh, right.
So if anyone cares, I'm fine.
So it wasn't swine flu.
It wasn't.
You were just stood next to a radiator.
Yeah, that's pretty
right,
much it.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I think you're fine with the people that have had it. It's the people that haven't had it yet. Like, we might all have it, but we just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
We're the ones you need to be more worried about.
Right,
I think once you've had it, you're all right, aren't you? So
hang around
with them rather than...
Oh, okay.
So, you and
so I should hang around with Ron Weasley more. All right, I'll take that hint. Podcast. I haven't got wine flu.
That could be more. That makes you sweat, though, doesn't it?
It's more likely. It certainly does.
Yeah.
Veronica's and Cascada coming up. I've got this postcard. I know that Edith's been asking for postcards, but we've got one now.
Have we, really?
So I feel
very
much more included.
That's very nice.
Dear Scott, my daughter Jen and I are safety marshals at Donington and found this camera, enclosed, close to the download site. Mm. The download a couple of weeks ago. And we were asking people ages ago to send in those little fun cameras and we would develop the photos for you. Don't know what's on this at all because it's not his.
No.
He says, should you print the pictures? Will they come out? Are they funny? Can you find this loser who lost the camera? Do you care? We are sure you will make the right decision. And that's from Gavin and his daughter Jen. Good news, we've got the photos developed from this random fun camera, found at download, and we're going to unveil them soon.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So, Gavin sent us a little postcard, which is quite retro, I like it. And him and his daughter Jen are safety marshals at Donington, where they had download a couple of weeks ago. And he found a fun camera. Now, there's a certain rule about fun cameras. We've discussed this before. If you find one, and it's not yours, find one at a party or something, you've had a few drinks, it is the law, especially for boys, to take pictures of all sorts of things. Boy things, you know?
Boy things.
Yeah, you don't know whose camera it is, so just snap away.
Yeah.
Or if you're Scott, do it on your own phone camera and then pretend it's your
thumb.
And then
pretend it's your thumb, yes. Yeah.
That is my thumb.
Yeah, we all take pictures
of our
thumbs.
I'm never going to ever going to live this down. And you will never believe me when I tell you. It is.
You can't.
It's got my finger, thumb in the way.
You can't get your thumb in the way.
Yeah, you can.
You can't get the thumb.
Let's
in
not
the
have
way
this again, please. Thank you.
Because you know we're right.
Anyway, so he sent us this fun camera, which he found at download. It's not his, and he sent it to us so we could get the pictures developed. And you never know what's going to be on a fun camera. So let's have a look now.
Lots of thumbs.
Did you pop down to the chemist earlier, Becky?
No.
So someone you chickened out of that, did you? Did you send that new boy, Sam, again, that we got to silence the pub yesterday?
No, Mel went for us.
Oh, thanks, Mel. Okay, first one, I'll pass these round. Lots of people's heads looking at a band, which you'd expect to download.
Okay,
same on that one.
Right.
Then, same on this one, but a bit further away from the stage.
I think it's a band or a person called Billy Talent.
Okay.
Maybe.
Then...
Oh, I know that because there's a big sign at the back of the stage that says Billy Talent.
Yeah.
I don't recognise Billy Talent from
As we
photo.
Move through the photos, let us know if these are yours. Mm. We're on a campsite now. Obviously, these people have been camping at the festival. I can see a caravan. I can see just a tent, nothing much else.
Right.
Another picture of the tent. Then, what's that?
This is like an orange and green tent. I would say it's probably a two-man tent in case anybody wants to...
claim these photos. And if you know there's going to be something bad on these photos and these sound like yours, then do text in and tell us to stop.
Can you just check for thumbs, will you? Yeah, or any other body part.
There's a fairground.
Right,
there's
not interested in the fairground.
Some dude with his sunglasses on drinking a beer.
Come on, rattle through them.
Okay, a field.
Inside the caravan.
Inside a caravan. Someone reading a magazine. Someone making a cup of tea.
Here we go.
Someone playing football on the grass outside the tent.
Right.
More people. Someone that looks like they had too much beer asleep. A bloke in a Metallica t-shirt. Oh, some it's very messy now. Some people, one of them in a Superman t-shirt, legs akimbo. Oh my God! You see, the fun cameras never disappoint, do they? Right, there's two.
Two men and a bum.
There's two men and a bum. Basically, he's done the typical boy thing that you do when you get a fun camera. There's a bloke there holding his nose. There's another one going, ew! They're stood outside the caravans, and one of them is doing a Mooney. There we are. Check that out.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
You see?
I don't want to see a bloke at Download doing a
Mooney. That's what boys do with a fun camera. Thanks for these, whoever you are. Matt in Aberdeen thinks it might be his. Oh, no, his friend, sorry. His friend. Who lost his camera at Download. Right, okay, Matt. See what you're saying. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Most people now are using this as an excuse just because they're a bit skint at the moment. If they just send us the camera and then I develop them and then send them back. No, that's not really the idea.
We can't return any photos, can we?
Ben in Hull saying, can you put these on the website? I really don't think that's a good idea. But he does make a good point. Those photos could have been anyone's, because getting a bum out is the law at a festival. Is it really, though? Coming up after 4:30... I've got an exciting new song to play you. Do you want a clue? I'm not going to say who it is.
Is it a world exclusive?
No. God, we've had one already this week.
I know you have.
Babes world exclusive. What more do you want?
Just thought you were on a bit of a roll.
We never get a world exclusive, so to have one in one week is frankly good.
Go on then, give us a clue.
I can't say who it's by. I'm going to play it after 4:30. Here's the clue.
Okay.
Oh! That's the clue. Do you want another clue?
Yeah.
It's a she.
All right. Well, that helps with the first one, then, because I wasn't sure after the first one.
And this she is bilingual. She likes both.
Okay.
She's equally happy with either. Right. Bilingual. Radio 1 Podcast. Now I've got this new track to play for you. Where's Choppers? I want to play him this track. Chopper!
He's doing some sport or something.
Oh, he was. I could see him looking all flustered with a remote control then. What were you trying to flick on then on the TV?
I wasn't trying to flick anything, I was watching the cricket.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
But I didn't hear you call me.
I did, yeah.
But obviously, I think watching the cricket is my...
I know, that's your job.
My
I
job,
know, we've been
obviously.
Through this, I know.
Right, thanks.
Anyway, let's get back to this track that I want to play you. It's very exciting. Loads of people trying to guess who it is from the clues I gave, which were, and also that the singer is bi. But we haven't got the English version of the song yet, so I'm only able to play you the Spanish version.
Right, okay.
You have had it translated, haven't you, Phil?
Well, no, but I can tell all our non-Spanish-speaking listeners basically the plot line of the song.
How can you tell? Why? Through your not Spanish knowledge?
You didn't have to type it all into your phone, did you?
No. I haven't got Spanish, I've only got French. It's all about some kind of monster in the closet. Okay?
Okay, but how do you know there aren't any rude Spanish words in this?
I don't.
Because when I did a German exchange, German radio plays lots of English songs without anything bleeped out.
Well, we've discussed this before, haven't we? Like, it seems to be the way of things that in Europe, they don't seem to mind about playing rude words in songs. And that's why that rude Lily Allen track from her album, it's like number 2 in Finland, France and Belgium at the moment. They just don't care. They just play it. We probably wouldn't be able to play that, I don't
know.
Anyway, here's the bi singer from Spanish land, and this is her new...
From Spanish land?
New single, Colombia, is where she's from. And this is it.
Oh, God.
Spanish version. It's the new one by Shakira. Listen for the... Now, you're probably thinking, what? Because most of Shakira's songs, the first time you hear them, are bonkers. And that one is. It's called Loba.
But sorry?
Loba.
Right.
Some people thought it said something else, but it's definitely called Loba.
And what does that mean, my little Spanish friend?
Well, when she bothers to give us the English version, it'll be called She-Wolf.
Right.
Okay?
So that's Spanish for wolf, is it?
Yes.
Loba.
Loba. And that's the new record by Shakira. Let us know what you think. Oh, I like that bit. And also the heavy breathing. And also I like it because it makes me feel like I'm on holiday in Spain. Do you know what I mean?
Can we only play Spanish music from now on?
I like people. Like I really like... Music.
How many wolves have you encountered when on holiday in Spain?
Oh, don't know. I could ask you the same question.
Michael in the discotheque, he wasn't a wolf, was he?
No, he was just an annoying German person who wanted to go to the discotheque a lot.
Oh! Yeah.
I'm hiding in the bushes, Michael.
Loba, loba!
Let's not talk about that again.
Okay.
Please. God, all these recurring things just keep coming up. Nearly a year ago. Get over it. I do like people speaking in Spanish, though. Singing in Spanish is my favourite. I actually considered, I don't know if anyone fancies it, because I'd like to learn a language, come into a Spanish learning course with me of an evening. Probably once a week. Anyone fancy it?
You've never mentioned this before. I've
always wanted to learn Spanish, and I'd quite like one of you to come with me. Do you not fancy it? I'll come with you. I think it's like the best language apart from English. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was going to ask you off air.
Do you rank languages? I just like the way it sounds.
Sign up to the BBC Language Club.
Have they got one?
You can come with me to that.
Have they got one?
Yeah.
What do they do?
You learn a language.
Wow, okay.
You don't have the commitment to
Yes, I do.
You don't.
You get to hello and how are you, and then you wouldn't make the next 6 weeks, and then you'd come back and everyone would be speaking fluently, and
exactly.
You'd be completely lost on your phone at the back.
Anyway, let us know what you think of Shakira's song. I can't deny that.
Who do you fancy that's true, Spanish? I want to know, who do you fancy that's Spanish? Who are you trying to impress?
You'd go to...
Oh! Who is it?
Oh! Is it? Do you just want to know the phrase for can we go metal detecting in Spanish?
No.
Is that it?
No, it's not that.
Natural Enrique.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't...
You'd go on this course...
No, I think you're fine.
He speaks
I think you're fine. He was the one that was flirting with me, actually.
You'd go on this course, get as far as can I have some paella and nice trunks, and then that'd be it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Someone says I need to get the Lonely Planet Spanish phrase book in my life. Got loads of useful phrases in, including, it's okay, I'll do it myself.
Yes, those Lonely Planet ones are amazing.
That is Katy Perry and Waking Up in Vegas. You're listening to Radio 1.
I'll bring mine in tomorrow. There's better ones than that in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I've missed out as well.
It's metal detecting in the Lonely Planet Guide.
I just said that I wanted to learn Spanish, and I honestly do. I really would like to learn a second language, because I think it's rubbish when we go abroad and we go...
Yes.
Hello, El Limonado. I've missed out because on one of the Sunday papers, you know, on the front pages, they have those CDs that you can get? And there was a free Learn Spanish one the other day, and I... missed out. I never keep those, do you?
I've got a few of those actual Spanish ones, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, they started at the end of last week, I think, yeah.
Oh, can you bring
them in? Do you want me to bring them in tomorrow?
Why have you kept them?
Do you know what?
Do you keep the episodes of Jonathan Creek?
No. I haven't kept them. I just don't think I've put them in the recycling bin.
All right, well, bring them in. That could be useful. Thanks.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
See, that song would be brilliant in Spanish. She likes lápiz labial rojo, pescado e fritatas, juego naranja, and vitajes a la playa.
Sorry, just say that again.
Lápiz labial rojo, pescado e fritatas, juego naranja, and vitajes a la playa. Sorry, vitajes a la playa.
Are you sure you don't have any Spanish blood in you?
No.
You know.
That's, so we could all learn that Skin and Demoralised song and then sing along.
Podcast.
Hit me with some bargains, baby. It is Wednesday's Becky's Classifieds, and these are, without exception... Oh, no, one of them is a misconnection, looking for love, and the rest of them are all things you can get for free, not even bargains. This is all free stuff. First of all... Someone that may have spotted you.
Take that, 4th of July.
Okay.
This is a major long shot, but if you're the girl or you know her, please get in touch with me. I saw you at the Take That concert at Wembley on Saturday the 4th of July. You were wearing a Paul's bottom skirt over your skinny jeans.
Is that, what does that mean, Paul's bottom skirt?
I don't know.
Is that a make of something?
I'm not really up on my skirts, to be honest.
Would there really be a make called Paul's bottom?
That could... Yeah.
I don't know. Never heard of it myself, but if that's the girl, then get in touch.
You also got your photo taken with the clowns. They lifted you up. I was sat in the same block as you and your friends, a couple of rows back over the other side. We made eye contact several times, and I shared a few smiles. I hope you or one of your friends reads this, as I'd really like to see you again. Please get in touch if this is you, or if you know this girl, please tell her. I know it's cheesy, but there was definitely a spark.
Wow, from a crowded box, a Take That gig, there was a spark.
In a Paul's bottom skirt.
Yeah. I'm not being funny, but I went to see Take That on Friday. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah?
Do you know what I mean?
How many
played with the clowns?
Oh, I was going to ask how many were in Paul bottom skirts.
Oh, wait. Are they like apple bottom jeans? Anyway, if you were one of the 80,000 people that were there at the Take That concert and there was a spark, then get in touch with us and we can put you in touch if you didn't read the original ad that was on the internet. See? Providing a service.
Do you want to know about the skirt? Thanks to the hundreds of people who texted in already.
Yeah.
Apparently it should be boutique, not bottom.
Oh. Well, that makes more sense.
They wrote bottom.
Why does that make more sense? What's a Paul's boutique skirt?
Boutique is more of a designer type sounding name than bottom.
You wouldn't say, oh, I'm wearing a Paul's bottom skirt, would you?
Anyway. There we go then.
Good. So if that was you that got spotted, then maybe if you're single at the moment, you want to get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch. Okay, bargains ahoy.
Hospital bed.
Is this free?
Yep.
Free hospital bed. Manual levers with mattress. Email me for pickup arrangements.
Oh, you have to pick it up. I don't want it.
No. I thought it might be quite good in your room.
Mm-hmm. How big is it?
Have you always wanted a hospital bed, well called? Because you've got that bit at the back where you can, like, leave yourself up to read your book and watch telly.
Mm.
But think what's gone on in that bed over the years. Mm.
Do you get the sides as well so you can't fall out?
And hopefully a little buzzer. What got me thinking, though, is who has a hospital bed?
Without the buzzers included.
No?
What,
no.
You still ring the buzzer and a nurse from the hospital comes round to your flat?
No, you could, like, wire it up to...
Hello, nurse.
Now you're talking.
Wow, that's not bad for free, though.
Do you think you have to pick them up from the hospital with them still in it?
Also, maybe they should give it to a hospital. What do you think?
I'm wondering how they got hold of it in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you get them? Anyway, next.
Japanese books.
Oh, okay. I'm more interested in learning Spanish at the moment. I think I'll start with that and then work towards Japanese.
I think you need to work your way up to Japanese.
One box of paperbacks in Japanese. I don't read Japanese, so I don't have any idea what they're about.
Why have you got them then? But if any...
These are free.
Yeah, they're free books, you know, so if you want them, get in touch. Japanese books.
Might have some pictures in.
Next.
Free couch if you can bend time and or space.
God, these are really good. All free things.
I have a free couch for anyone who can get it out of my room. It's a comfy couch. Cool striped velvet in great shape. Impossibly uncomfortable sleeper, but otherwise easily worth £50.
So you have to be prepared to get out of his place.
Mm. So, why am I listing it for free, I hear you ask?
Mm.
Because I'm pretty sure it's physically impossible to remove this thing from my second-story bedroom, down the narrow hallway, down the narrower staircase, and out the front door of my little Victorian flat. How did we get it up here in the first place? Magic. Well, no. It involved taking several doors off the hinges, 4 people, and about 3.5 hours of cursing the gods. However, I don't feel like doing it all again, and I'm not about to have a stranger, no offence, take apart my house for a deal on a sofa.
Well, you see, they could be mistaken here because I might move house soon, and I'm looking for a new couch, as they put it, and my dad was a removal man for years, and believe me, if anyone can get a couch out of a difficult space, it's my dad.
Right then.
Yeah.
What, if you move house, why aren't you taking your current... settee with you?
Can't get it through the door.
No.
But so, if you can bend space and miraculously make this thing fit, such powers shall be awarded with a free couch. Likewise, if you can alter time and go back to when we first bought the monstrosity in the first place, you could prevent us from attempting to bring it upstairs in the first place. Or, if you lack these powers and still really want it, you can have it. In pieces. BYOS. Bring your own saw.
Right. Can I just say as well, there are a few people texting and saying they want the Japanese books, right. And you don't get in touch with us. Because no. The end of it said, if you want them, get in touch.
Yeah.
We're not responsible for the Japanese books.
We should explain, if you've just turned on or if you've not heard this before, Becky's Classifieds are real adverts that you can find on the internet, and we just put them on Radio 1, so look it up yourself.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
This from Cambridge has been on saying, OMG, I was at Take That on Friday too. Where were you sitting? I was right by the stage. It was a Marzin. Liz, do you really care where I was sitting now? Because it's like Wednesday.
Yeah, but she does.
Right. That's in the back.
Right.
Could have been anyone up there, to be honest. I was told it was Take That.
Right.
Yeah, I was right at the back. It was good.
You used your influence to get some of the best seats in the house.
No,
you?
I could see the screens and I could see the circus performers and I presume that the rest were Take That. It's 5:27 on Radio 1. Right. Hi, JLS fans. I know you're still bombarding me with emails. Beat Again is coming up before 5:45 tonight. They're very persistent, aren't they? Right, if you look at Radio 1 Online at the moment, there's a new picture up.
Yeah.
Okay, have a look. You know, like, they have different kind of pictures of what's been happening.
Yeah.
On the homepage. And when you kind of scroll along, you get a picture for each thing that's been happening. So at the moment, you've got Take That.
Yeah.
And there's four of them in their clown outfits with the face paint.
Yeah.
And then you go along one more, and it says Sugar Babes. Mm. And it's when they came in to play their new single, Get Sexy, to us yesterday. Mm. And there's a picture of me and the Babes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does it look to you? What does it look like I'm doing in that picture?
Well, honestly...
Mm.
Well, it's a bit difficult to tell, really. I'd say it might look like you're going to the toilet.
It looks like I'm at a urinal.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
It looks like I'm having a wee...
Surrounded by the sugar babes.
In the gent, surrounded by the sugar babes. Just looking ahead. You know what you do in the urinal?
Not making
ahead.
Eye contact no, with no the person contact. Next to you.
I'd like to point out that that was a picture... Well, we were heading towards another camera. So there was a camera in front of us, and there was another camera to the side of us. And that picture is the camera that was took by the one to the side. Right.
But you definitely aren't having a wee.
No, I'm not. I'm not just stood there.
Do you think they'd really be smiling that much?
No.
No.
Do you have a look at the picture online?
I think they'd be really peering.
It does, right, any bloke will know this. It is exactly the face and the stance that you take when you're at the urinal. Sorry, probably, I missed that. What was that?
Well, we were just debating. They'd probably be saying, "Is it? God, I thought his thumb would be bigger than that."
That picture is now available at Radio 1 Online. I'm not rising to any of this.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
And now this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Midway through the week and it's Wednesday's Oh, what's occurring now?
Oh, what's occurring?
Text me with how you did today when the game is over on 81199, not before obviously because that'd be stupid.
Oh, what's occurring?
Ready?
Yeah.
Chappers.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the greatest American who has ever lived? There's a lot to choose from.
The greatest American who's ever lived?
Well, I mean, you've got Einstein. Yeah.
Right.
Wright brothers, they invented the actual aeroplane.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
Yeah.
All Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Or... Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali, you'd probably say.
Yes.
But what if we asked the same question when we went out to Stupid Street?
Oh, I know.
You get me?
Yeah.
So we went on Stupid Street today and we asked, who do you think is the greatest American who ever lived? What do you think the most common answer was?
Did it today?
Huh.
I think, as it's Stupid Street, I think they might say Homer Simpson.
That's quite a good answer.
Thanks very much.
Becky.
Britney Spears.
Anything's possible on the street. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, before we play this, I need to apologise because there are a lot of roadworks on Stupid Street today.
Are there?
So you might have to listen a bit closer than you normally
okay.
would. Oh, why don't they just do it all at once? They dig one bit up, don't they? Then they put it back down again and they dig another bit up. Anyway, so we went to Stupid Street and we asked them, who do you think is the greatest American who has ever lived with roadworks?
Who do you think is the greatest American that's ever lived?
Greatest American.
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, I think.
Who, in your opinion, is the greatest American that ever lived?
Leighton Meester.
Yeah, Leighton Meester. She's a Gossip Girl.
Is that the character or the actress?
The actress.
Okay, and yeah. You're agreed on this?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than, like, Einstein?
Yeah,
way better.
Who do you think is the greatest American that's ever lived?
I don't know. I don't really like Americans. So, I mean, I don't have the favourite one.
Britney Spears.
Johnny Depp. Yeah.
Beyonce.
Ever. Who is the greatest American that's ever lived?
What's her face? With the... No, is she American?
Who do you think is the greatest American?
Nicolas Cage.
No.
Si.
No.
Who is the greatest American that's ever lived?
I don't know. I quite like Britney Spears.
Go on, Becky. So it was a tie between Britney Spears and Martin Luther King.
Did they both get three each, did they?
But Becky said Britney Spears, so therefore can have the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, next one. Can I just relive this a second? I enjoyed that too much.
I don't know, I quite like Britney Spears.
Who is the greatest American that's ever lived?
What's her face? With the... No, is she American?
Oh, right, here's the next one. Did you see a TV show on Friday called You're So Vain?
No.
It's on Channel 4. Kind of show that's right up my street. In the same way that Super Size versus Super Skinny was on last night, which I love. Anyway... It's on Channel 4, and it's about people who want personalised number plates.
Right.
Have you got one of them?
A personalised number plate?
Yeah.
No.
Have you got, like, CH4PPER5?
No, I haven't, but that's slightly worrying that you've been thinking about that, but no. Yeah. I can't think of anything worse.
Why? A lot of people have them.
Oh, God.
What do you think it says about a person, Chappers?
I think it implies that they're very, very vain.
Okay.
Can we just clear something up before you ask this question on Einstein?
Yeah.
A lot of people are texting and saying he was German, right? Mm. He was born in Germany, but then he changed his citizenship to Swiss, then Austrian, then back to German, and then finally to American between 1940 and 1955.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just giving a lot more information there.
Wow, he was all over the place.
I didn't want people to think that you were giving incorrect information.
Thank you very much for that. And thanks for all your texts. Anyway, on the show You're So Vain on Channel 4, about personalised number plates, how many times was the word Nigel mentioned?
Random question.
Right. Nine.
Nine times, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And Becky?
Five.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's all the Nigels on You're So Vain on Channel 4.
It had come to this. Two men called Nigel on a driveway in Essex. Nigel made me realise...
My name's Nigel.
Nigel was an accountant. Nigel's across Britain, the top Nigel.
If your name is Nigel...
And now I was only interested in meeting men called Nigel. Wasn't enough for Nigel. The next Nigel I found...
It would be nice to be the only Nigel.
N1 GEL. That would be the perfect Nigel plate.
But this Nigel, the ultimate Nigel, the only Nigel, ultimate Nigel. So all my Nigels were after one thing. But Nigel...
Nigel's on a Lambo. Nigel on it.
For another Nigel. Met Nigel. Nigel. Nigel 1 I was after. Nigel 2...
Hi, Nigel. Nigel.
Nigel 2 had made contact with the number one Nigel. Nigel 1.
Dear Nigel.
Nigel. This Nigel's background. Nigel 2. But for other Nigels.
For Nigel.
For Nigel 2.
But I think Nigel.
Nigel 1.
Other Nigel.
Nigel.
Their name is Nigel.
Nigel 1 should take Nigel 2 out. And Nigel was sent on his way. Now we'd both met the top Nigel. Nigel 1. For Nigel 2. Nigel. Maybe he was also realising that he didn't have to be Nigel 2 anymore. He could just be Nigel.
Oh, I need to see this show.
So do I. What's it called again?
It's called You're So Vain. It's probably on 4OD.
Oh, brilliant.
Amazing. So that was lots of people who wanted to have their personalised number plate as N1 G-E-L. Bless. And 52 Nigels in that show. Becky said higher. Chappers said higher. Sorry. I'm sorry, I was blown away by the Nigels. And so that means it's a draw. One all on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let us know how you did, please. Thanks.
Oh. Radio 1.
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Thank you so much. A lot of people have been on the lookout for Innuendo Bingo, which we haven't done much of lately.
No.
But we've done a little bit of this week, and people are kind of getting back into it again. It's just when you see something that may be a little bit rude on the TV or you listen to on the radio. Ray has been on. He was watching Breakfast News earlier this morning with our good friend Kate the Filth Silverton and found this for us.
I think the human touch is very therapeutic and healing.
I think we need one of those here, don't we? Perhaps we should do each other in the
what
break.
A good idea.
Okay.
Perhaps we should do each other in the
what
break.
A good idea.
And Russ has been on. Mm-hmm. As I often do, he was listening to the cricket on Five Live Sports Extra.
Yeah.
Now, there's quite a lot in here. And Becky, when you were listening to this, you didn't, after a while, you didn't know what was innuendo and what wasn't, did you?
I kept having to shout them out in the office to check.
So, you decide, but here's the first one.
Steve and Alison are staying in our hotel. I was talking to them last night. Had the good fortune of teaming up with them in India. They came at the last minute.
Not the best, really.
Made Zane laugh.
Here's another one.
He's just getting a length at the moment.
Zane! He's doing that
he's
fake
a child,
laugh.
Isn't he?
Oh, his ribs are broken. He's laughing that much.
His first ball in Test cricket hit, I think it was Gambier in the helmet.
I mean, you be the judge. Anything you spot, then let us know. Send a text to 8199.
Oh.
What's he doing now?
I think he's fallen over through laughing too much. Yeah.
God. Noel Gallagher's on with Chris Moyles tomorrow morning. Last time he was on, he was hilarious. So make sure you listen to that. We are going to play a classic Oasis tune. You know that we play a lot on the Wonder Years and stuff, but I've not heard this record in time. You'll also be able to see it tomorrow.
You haven't heard this record in time?
In a lot of time.
Oh, right.
In a long time. You'll be able to see it tomorrow because you can watch the Chris Moore show as well at Radio 1 Online. So you can see...
See it or Noel Gallagher.
You can see the show, including Noel Gallagher. Why are you all just trying to trip me up?
No, I wasn't.
All I'm doing is trying to tell you what you can do tomorrow morning. You can listen to Radio 1 and you can watch Noel Gallagher on the Chris Moyles show online.
I wasn't trying to trip you up. I was just trying to defend Oasis because you implied that this record wasn't in time. And it is.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Okay, Becca, have you got some more classifieds for me?
Yes.
Okay, what are these now? Are these misconnections?
More free stuff and one misconnection.
Amazing.
Dog loo.
Okay.
A small
dog loo.
Small size dog loo. Dog house. Looks a bit like an igloo. Dog chewed on the entrance a little bit, but it's in perfectly usable condition. I built a bigger one when we got a second dog, and this is just sitting around, really.
I haven't got a dog, not interested.
I'm a little bit confused. Is this a kennel, or is it a toilet for a dog?
It's a kennel shaped like an igloo. A dog loo.
Right.
You know, like you get igloos for chickens?
No. Oh, behave yourself.
Have you not heard of igloos?
No, I haven't.
Igloo?
I don't believe you.
No,
what's an
igloo?
Igloo?
If you want to keep chickens in your back garden, they do these really cute little things called igloos, where basically the chickens can go in and hatch their
she
eggs.
She thinks we're stupid.
Yeah.
We're not falling for that. Yeah.
Anyway, this isn't like an igloo, it's a dogloo, which is a kennel shaped like an igloo.
Great.
I think it would be quite cool just to have an igloo in your garden, even if you haven't got a dog. You could just go and sit in there, Scott.
I haven't got a garden.
It's not made of actual ice.
Right.
Sure. Anyway,
this is pointless. Anyway, you're making this up.
You just get a kennel.
Yeah, just get a kennel. Igloo, indeed. What do you think we are?
Idiots.
Next.
Maggie the cyclist.
Is this free?
This is a misconnection.
Hey, Maggie. Rode with you a short while on Wednesday evening. You said I was fast. I should have asked you for coffee, but didn't. Grrr. So, if you do see this, drop me a line.
What was that?
Grrr.
That's horrible.
Grrr.
And not very well delivered by Greg either, I don't feel. It should have been more like grrr.
Hugh Stevens does good grrs,
grrr,
doesn't he?
Is he the grrr expert, is he?
Right, so that's Maggie the cyclist. If you're looking for love, Maggie, and get in touch if you had a ride with this person the other night.
Hey, Maggie, rode with you a short while on Wednesday evening. You said I was fast.
So that's the love out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And now
these are in the wrong way. You need to switch them
Oh,
around.
Good. And now...
Sorry.
Back to the bargains.
Like scalloped potatoes.
I'm not sure what scalloped potatoes are.
Neither am I.
I don't. I have four boxes of them. Free if you come and get it. I also have a box of beer bread mix.
Beer bread mix?
Mm. Bread that tastes of beer.
Ugh, oh. I don't know what scalloped
potatoes
are.
Isn't beer just yeast anyway, so it's just normal bread?
What's a scalloped potato?
I assume it's just chopped.
Oh, good.
Where did you find that?
Well, they're all free, so I can't guarantee the quality of the bargains. You just
they sound horrible.
Yeah, but they are free, so fair enough.
These this
are
one's
all,
good.
All real ads you can find on the internet right now. That's what Becky's Classifieds is. This is good.
Breast rest.
Now, this is handy. I've seen these before.
Having trouble sleeping? This will change your life.
Have you really?
Hmm.
Why have you seen these? Why have you seen
these? Yeah, why have you seen these?
I've seen it advertised on... you know, like those infomercials you get?
Yeah.
For those companies like JML and all that. One of them.
Okay. And you paid particular attention to this product, did you?
Well, I've got the ad right here, actually.
Millions of women like yourself suffer from a poor night's rest. Sleeping on your side without proper breast support can be a major culprit.
You know what it's like, no breast support.
Yeah.
Introducing Cush Support, anatomically contoured to gently support and cushion the weight of a woman's breasts.
Really good.
Or a man's.
Or a man's.
You can get them for Moobs. Mm.
Is that why you were looking at them?
No, it was by chance.
All right.
Have you got the picture there?
Yeah, I'll show you. It's
show
quite
chops.
An odd-looking object.
What can you see?
Well, it's kind of, I would say it's maybe 6 inches tall and sort of circular at the top and pink.
Right. That's right.
And what? And the woman...
Have you got the demonstration up?
So the woman...
I'll show you the video.
The woman with the unfeasibly large chest puts this between her boobs.
And that's the breast rest.
And it acts as some kind of rest.
Helps you to sleep.
No underwires, no constraints, no adhesives, and no garments needed.
See, it's handy.
I can see. Well, she's having to jiggle about a bit there to get in position, isn't she?
The slip-resistant surface helps keep cush support in place, even as you roll from side to side.
See, even as you roll from side to side, you can still keep them in place. And therefore, a good night's sleep is had by everyone.
I hope you don't wake up in the morning with a massive gap between them. That's not going to be a good look, is it?
It's like a... It looks like a
shoe... Like Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Maybe she's had one permanently down there for
she's
the past
had
6 years.
I think she may have, because hers are... Notice next time you see her. I mean, I love Mariah and everything, but they are really far apart.
Yeah.
You parted like the Red Sea.
Yeah, you pay an awful lot of attention to
I've just noticed. Maybe she's got a breast rest. If it works for her, it's good enough for me.
Mm. Yeah. It's like a shoehorn crossed with an aerosol.
Hey?
That's what it looks like, product-wise.
Right, good.
There are other things I could...
All those bargains are available on the internet right now.
So are you getting one of these for yourself?
Is that
She's far too old to be using one. Could you take her off the demonstration, please? I'd hate to see that again.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.